Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. And always live on the free Odyssey app, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
There was one teammate in particular that helped you with your decision?
Yeah, it was Anthony Rizzo. He played a big part. He was calling me every day. He was sending me texts every day.
Every day?
Yeah, it was. He was working hard.
He really did a good job working.
Yeah, he went for my heart. So he went for my little Penny and his dog Kevin are the best of friends.
I want to thank Anthony Rizzo and I want to thank Kevin for getting Aaron Judge. He said, "Great job, Kevin." Good boy.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine until 11 o'clock. Of course, that was Aaron Judge on the Tonight Show talking about returning to the Yankees and Anthony Rizzo's role in that courtship. And that was a funny moment. And it has been a great offseason in New York for the Yankees. And that brings us to our guest hotline, sponsored by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, where we find the fine general manager of the New York Yankees, Brian Cashman. Brian, thank you for joining us here on Inside the Clubhouse.
Glad to be here.
So the offseason, I would imagine, here in Chicago, we're evaluating, you know, what grade to give the Cubs and the White Sox. I would think that in New York, it's a pretty resounding A, because of your ability to retain Aaron Judge, you get Anthony Rizzo, you sign Carlos Rodon, some of those names very familiar to people in Chicago. How would you evaluate your offseason and your excitement level heading into spring training?
Well, New York's a tough grading system, so the only A you get is if you finish with that trophy in hand. Otherwise, you get an F. There's nothing in between. So it remains to be seen. It was funny. I was just talking to Omar Minaya, who's one of my special assistants. And so last night we were having a little dinner and I was talking with him and my son, Teddy. And I'll just tell you this real quick, but he said, we're talking about how the season ended. And I was like, how far did we get? I was like, we got knocked out. Was it in the first round, the second round? And Omar was talking to me about it today. He goes, man, he's like, you guys are in it so much you can't remember what happened. I'm like, well, I was like, to be quite honest, Omar, we, the truth was, in the end, we had four games short of a World Series appearance, but it felt like the way our fan base reacted in the press that we got knocked out in the first round. But so you can't really remember sometimes reality versus the perception. And the perception was we didn't do well, and the reality was we had a hell of another run at it, but fell short. So that's just the New York market.
Cashman joining us and inside the clubhouse, a friend of mine for, gosh, Brian, going back over 30 years now, when you were first named assistant general manager to Stick, and it's just been a long ride. Do you look back and realize, 25 years as a general manager of the Yankees, that it's historic in more than just a few ways? Do you wake up some days and go, have I really done this for this long and been this successful?
No, to be quite honest, and then what I really do, I really love being a part of a group of people, because it's obviously not anybody singular involved with your successes or your failures. But I love being a part of a group that test a game plan and try to figure out a way to get back at it and find a way to post into the postseason and take a shot at another run of the title. So it happens so fast. Every year flies. So, you know, the reflections don't come, you know, too easily because it's just the next opportunity or necessity of trying to fix your roster or improve your roster. So I never had a chance really so far to reflect or look back too easily, other than the fact that, you know, we just got a mission and we just got to continue to stay laser focused at it.
Brian, you talk about the difference in markets and difference in approaches from, you know, the media and maybe even fan bases and teams. The World Baseball Classic is coming up in the spring training, and obviously every team may have a different approach depending on the player. There are reports out of New York that Luis Severino is not going to be somebody that you welcome playing in the World Baseball Classic. Some guys like Lance Lynn in Chicago, they want to be part of that. Dylan Cease doesn't want. How delicate is that balance to strike from your perspective, generally speaking, and then maybe specifically in the case of Severino?
Well, from a, you know, vague or general perspective, we, you know, this is a, you know, commissioner's office partnership with the Players Association and ownership, you know, throughout the game to help promote and grow the game. It's an incredible tournament. You know, it certainly captivates everybody while it's going on, and it always seems to surpass expectations. And then on a, when you start to get into more specific categories where certain players, you know, we support our players going, but then when certain players, you know, like a Luis Severino, who's had an injury history, you know, the last few years, you know, of course he wanted to play and represent his country, but that's, you know, not in our best interest given, you know, losing him so far the last few years, and we're keeping him on the field. So, you know, having him pitch competitive championship contending, you know, World Baseball Classic innings in March versus preparation innings in March for your long haul season, you know, that was a decision I had to make, and I'm very comfortable making. I respect you wanted to play, but I got to protect the Yankees first and foremost. He's too important to us, and his injury history the last few years, it's better to get him out of the gate nice and slow.
Brian, in July of 2021, my good friend and your special assistant, Jim Hendry, called me and asked for some intel as far as what Anthony Rizzo was like. Obviously, everybody knew who Anthony was and what his success had been, you know, on the field. Off the field, there were, you know, thoughts about him as being a leader as well. And Jim was doing his due diligence to add on to all the other things that he was checking on Rizzo before you traded for him. But from what you got out of Rizzo and what he is to you now, what surprises were in there for you along the way with Anthony Rizzo that you did not know you were getting in that trade?
He came as advertised, to be quite honest. I'm not sure if I got any surprises. I mean, we knew he was beloved by not only the Cubs fan base, but his teammates. We knew, obviously, he was a tremendous defensive first baseman. We knew he was, you know, obviously a great contact hitter from the left side with power. And so he's actually checked all those boxes. We knew he had leadership capabilities and qualities. So he's been everything and then some. And, yeah, I heard the commercial coming into the lead-in for me joining and about, you know, I think the Jimmy Fallon interview with Judge and how Anthony was, you know, obviously, you know, full court pressing Judge to stay. And, you know, we know from, you know, three floors up in the front office area how, you know, Judgey and Anthony had become best of friends. And so we certainly were encouraged when, you know, we wanted to re-sign Rizzo, you know, regardless. But when he signed early with us back as a free agent, well before Judge, we took that as a pretty strong indicator that, hey, this should mean good things with Aaron Judge coming back, because I know, you know, that was going to be important to Judge too. But so getting them both, obviously, to retain and then add to it with Rodon, you know, is really important. But, man, you know, Rizzo has been great for us. He really has.
Brian, I have to ask you while we have you, going back to last May when you were in town with the Yankees for a Sox series, you met with Ryan Poles, reportedly, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, who at that point in time had just taken the job. This is a huge offseason for the Bears. A lot of people still wondering what to make of Ryan Poles. Just wondered, how did that meeting come about, and what were your lasting impressions on Ryan Poles, the Bears GM?
Yeah, I flew into Chicago. We had a four-game set, with the White Sox. It was a beautiful weekend, and part of my growth and on behalf of our organization, our growth is we try to collaborate with other teams. You certainly have friends with our baseball industry, but none of us are smart enough to think. Separate with Kyle. You got me?
Yeah, I think we got you.
Yeah.
So where'd you lose me? I'm sorry.
Just when you're talking about the origin of the meeting.
Yeah, so essentially, it's really vitally important for us to, we recognize we don't have everything figured out, and we'd love to collaborate with people within our industry, but outside our industry, whether it's colleges or pro sports. So had the opportunity. One of our staff members had a relationship with Ryan from his previous position. And so I was asked early on, would I like to meet with him and with a few of my staff members? So, yeah, we went out and spent the entire day before a night game with the White Sox up there at their facility. And I was blown away by the person, by the intellect. And we shared a lot of conversations about experiences and a lot of different things they use in training and what we do and data and how you incorporate it and how you go hiring people and got a tour of their facility. And I would say if you're a Bears fan, you should believe that the future is extremely bright. They got a great one in the general manager that they currently have with Ryan. And I know they've met the Big Ten, former Big Ten commissioners, now their president. And I certainly like what the Bears are doing. And I think there's nothing but a positive in their future. But it was a great experience for us with the Yankees to get to know them better and see the direction they're going. And the one thing I would say is he's not afraid. He's not afraid to make very difficult decisions. And that's a true sign of great leadership there.
Yankees top executive Brian Cashman joining us in Inside the Clubhouse for a few more minutes. And there's so many Chicago connections between the Yankees, yourself, and the Cubs and the White Sox. You can field a former Cub infield of Donaldson, Torres, LeMayu, and Rizzo anytime you want during the season. I'd like to center in more on something current for both the White Sox and the Cubs. Your experience having had Andrew Benintendi in your outfield, and also your experience with Jameson Taillon now going to pitch for the Chicago Cubs. You give us a little thumbnail sketch of how they fit into your teams and what type of makeup these guys bring to the ballpark every day?
Yeah, that's very easy. Both of those players, we had certainly a bit longer experience with Jameson Taillon. He's a gamer. He gives you innings. He's a tremendous teammate. So I think he's going to be really a valuable, solid piece for the Cubs as they move forward. So he's going to be someone we will miss. He's a winner too. So at the end of the day, I think the Cubs got a good one there. And then Andrew Benintendi, I traded for him from the Royals last year. Certainly needed that left-handed bat, contact hitter. He fit all the categories. He wasn't obviously afraid to be in a big market because he had already been there and done that with the Boston Red Sox, prior to his Royals days. And we just got victimized by a hamate, bone injury that had previously occurred and been taken out, but I guess whoever did the surgery years gone by didn't get the whole bone, and it grew back on our watch, so we lost access to him. White Sox got a quality, really good guy. He's quiet, but more like a quiet assassin. He was, in the very short time he was here, he was really loved by our teammates. One of the many reasons, I thought we were flying high, and then, the last 2 months our season got a little bit wrecked with a lot of injuries and to key people, and then Benintendi was certainly one of them. Losing that balance in our lineup, losing that contact-oriented hitter in that lineup, obviously the solid individual that's got no fear. He's got a slow heartbeat, so nothing's gonna be too big for him. He's gonna fit really well with the White Sox, and they went after him in the free agent market and aggressively pulled him down and pulled him away from us. We'll miss them. We'll miss both of those guys. But Chicago's going to have good players there to follow on both sides of the fan bases.
Brian, you've been doing this for such a long time. In 1998, you were the second youngest major league general manager ever. And so you've had to evolve with the times, balancing analytics, balancing that with institutional knowledge. I find it fascinating what you've done this offseason and think it's a terrific move. You've added Brian Sabian. You've added Omar Minaya to your front office. The institutional knowledge that you now have at your disposal to balance with the analytics and those kind of innovations and developments and the way the game has changed. How would you describe what you were looking for in adding those two guys specifically and just overall how you have to change with the times without forgetting what got you there?
Well, you know, one of the reasons I've got staying power is I hire well. I've hired a lot. Most of the people around me are smarter than I am, you know, I think, you know, my staying power, my superpower is that, again, you know, I surround myself with people smarter than me that can guide and advise me. And I've been trying to get, you know, I think collectively with Omar and Sabes being hired simultaneously along with Jim Hendry already being here and stuff. These are former general managers with a lot of experience. They've been through the wars. Having them both come on at the same time kind of looks like some sort of, you know, attempt to offset analytics. It's not the case. I mean, I do believe the Yankees, you know, I remember years gone by talking to George Steinbrenner saying, you know, hey, we're the New York Yankees and we should be using every tool in the toolbox. There's not anything that we should not be having access to help guide us to having consistent success. And I tried to hire Omar, you know, several times over the last decade. And whether it was loyalty to the Mets or he had just loyalty to a job he just took with the Players Association or loyalty to a job he just took recently last year with Major League Baseball. Those were the things running interference. This winter he became available and finally got onboarded for us. And then Sabes, he was under contract with the Giants up until recently and his contract expired and he made a phone call to an old friend. He was one of my original mentors. When I started as an intern and growing up in the Yankee organization back in 86, 87, 88, 89, through the early 90s, Sabes was our scouting director. And so, you know, I worked down here eventually as the assistant farm director. He was our scouting director still over the course of those years before he left us for the Giants GM job. And he taught me so much, him and Gene Michael and ultimately Bob Watson were probably the most influential people in my career. And so when he called and said, if we were interested, he had a great opportunity to bring a true Yankee home and someone that probably was deprived of his true involvement in our championship run because he and Bill Livesey were heavily involved with the reasons for drafting Derek Jeter and signing and drafting Andy Pettitte and George Posada and signing Bernie Williams and Mariano Rivera out of Latin America and all and be all. I mean, arguably putting together one of the greatest farm systems probably ever assembled. And but they never got a chance to ride that parade with us because, you know, it was a tough environment to work. And George sent them packing before all those champagne bottles were ready to drop. So it was a great opportunity to bring Sabes home. He went on to win 3 championships with the Giants with Bruce Bochy. And so this is a champion many times over, and he'll be in the Hall of Fame. So it was great to onboard him too.
Brian, David and I, thank you so much for your time today. Just briefly in closing, you have a special relationship with a lot of general managers and presidents of baseball operations, but I know your relationship with White Sox senior vice president of baseball, Kenny Williams, is really close. How did that come about, and where does that come from with you and Kenny?
Kenny and I are, you know, my kids call him Uncle Kenny. You know, he is, you know, just an amazing individual. I don't even know. I mean, people in Chicago know his story about, you know, how amazing gifted athlete he was. I'll tell you a quick story about, you know, I think I got uplifted with the Yankee organization. Sid Thrift at the time, I think it was like 89. Sid Thrift and Jim Bowden was our general manager and assistant general manager at the time, and I was this low level kid. And the boss was holding a meeting. We were probably taking a beating from some organization at some point. He was fuming mad, and I think we had, you know, an area of weakness on the infield, and the boss is pounding the table about acquiring, maybe we should go after that kid from the White Sox, and everybody was stumped at the table, and the more the boss was pounding the table mentioning this name, but he didn't know the name, the player, and describing him, nobody at the table was able to come up with who he was talking about. And then finally I was uncomfortable because I was this young kid in this organization sitting at this table in the back. But I felt like I needed to throw a life preserver. So I said, "Are you talking about Kenny Williams, sir?" And then he went nuts on our organizational heads. He said, "The kid knows it. You don't know anything. The kid knows what I'm talking about." And it was Kenny Williams. So it was weird how, you know, Kenny and I somehow gravitated to each other at these GM meetings and then winter meetings, and had a lot of, you know, a chance to break bread and develop a relationship. And I tell you what, not surprised he delivered a championship there with his crew in Chicago. And he and his crew have done an amazing job of rebuilding that franchise to put him in a position to compete again. There's no guarantees, obviously. When you know, the best you can do is put together a team that's capable and then let it fly and take your chances. And I think Kenny's done that several times over. But yes, you have nailed it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is one of my dear friends who I love and think the world of. So, and I think Jerry Reinsdorf's been very smart not to let him go anywhere, because he's been a gem for that White Sox organization for quite some time.
Brian, thanks so much
for
your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
take care.
Appreciate it very much.
Brian Cashman, general manager for the New York Yankees. Lot to react to there. We will get to all of it here on Inside the Clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.